Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS Radio here with the one and only Randy Wilson. He's right now serving as an assistant track and field coach with the Pella Dutch and has led the hurdles team now for several years, a program, Randy, that has seen a lot of success on the boys team in particular since 2018, top four every year as a shuttle hurdle relay. You've had an individual 400-meter hurdles champion in that time in Avery Van Zee, state championships on the team that were largely part due to the hurdles and their success, guys like Gage Heiser and Nolan Kleberg, who went on to college. I can go on and on. This program has had incredible success. It's easier said than done, but Randy, you know, in your mind, what's it been like to watch this kind of sustained beast grow into something where year in and year out, the Pella Shuttle Hurdle team is recognized at any meet they go to?
Well, you're very honest when you say that. I wear it as a badge of honor. You know, as an old-time coach that's seen a lot of kids come and go, it is awesome to go to track practice and have 12, 13, 14 kids want to become hurdlers. And it's been every year since I've been here. We've been blessed, like you said, with some tremendous athletes that have stepped up, learned how to hurdle, worked on the technique, worked on day after day, you know, how to get over the hurdle faster than your competition. And I have to take another step back. I give the coaching staff at Pella High currently and in the past just a great staff to work with. Matt Schulte used to coach the hurdlers, and he did a fantastic job. So he kind of, what, using a track term, he handed the baton to me. And when I became part of this program, it has just been a blast to work with some of the best sprinter slash hurdlers that Pella has.
Well, and what makes it so fascinating to me, and I've covered track and field for a station for the last 7 years now, is of all the events I see at the state meet or at any big meets, it's the hardest thing to have consistency with in theory, right? You have these hurdles in front of you, especially when they raise them up a couple inches. You know, it's this mental challenge on top of being a physical challenge. You know, you're trying to run as fast as you can and clear these hurdles. And for Pella, there has been a remarkable amount of consistency, an event that's not itself inherently consistent. You know, what are the things that you guys try to emphasize to get as consistent as possible? And while it's not perfect every single time, it's a rarity that we've had in the last 6 or 7 years, a, you know, really up and down type of season with these kinds of events.
Well, through a lot of the workouts that we do, you know, we do all of our warm-up drills together. The older kids help the younger kids. I know it's hard to believe, but at 68, I don't demonstrate hurdling anymore. But I might not get out of bed the next day. But every year, my juniors and seniors help the young guys. This year, we had a record number, 14 kids that came to the hurdle drill each and every day. Some had never hurdled before. Some maybe a little bit in middle school. But what they quickly had to understand, the hurdles, for the lowest setting for the hurdles on a straightaway race is 36 inches, which is 6 inches higher than they did in middle school. So that was quite an adjustment. And the 400-meter hurdles, again, they did 200-meter hurdles in high school. So 400, add 200 meters to that, that's a really tough race that you have to get over the hurdle and still be able to run a good, fast 400.
So we're here with Randy Wilson talking hurdles and the success of the Pella program. So what I think has been so remarkable is we talk about year to year, you know, last year being maybe the prime example, the 2022 state champions, three seniors on that relay, two of which, again, ran in college, Engage and Nolan. You know, so you had this really elite bunch. And then last year have to kind of flip the script and have something completely new. When you and I talked early in the season last year, you thought if we get to state, it'll be a great year. You're third on the podium, and it was a huge boost to the team on Championship Saturday. How do you make that journey with new kids, and what's it like to take each kid in particular, a Core Heiser who's tall and lanky, Andrew Vanderhoff is a little more short and explosive, and get them ready and prepared to do the same task, but obviously with different skill sets?
One of the things we do in practice from time to time, we do a lot of gun starts to get them race ready. And we do a lot of gun starts side by side by side. So they are working on getting out of the blocks, getting to that first hurdle fast, because the guys in the next lane, two of them in practice, are doing the same thing. They push themselves. They they take the challenge to make not only themselves better, but the teammates better. And it is so much fun when they see a teammate achieve greatness or do something that they hadn't done before. Three-step between the straightaway hurdles for the first time. And then to do that in a meet. So we pride ourselves, at least I really feel, and I know the guys feel the same way. We get more out of it when we help our teammates. And our teammates are going to, in turn, help us and work through any problems, work through any technical things. They help each other, and the whole group gets better.
Well, you say the whole group. I think we've had, what, 5 or 6 meets so far as we're talking here today. And I want to say just about every meet you've had a different combination, in part due to some injuries, but I think you've had essentially a different lineup every time that there's been a shuttle hurdle with the varsity so far. And yet the time has improved every time, almost seemingly, from where you were first meet of the season till now. You know, what does that say about the guys who are ready and waiting and hungry in the program? It'd be easy for them to say, oh, I'm not a shuttle hurdle guy. I don't have to sit here and take it as serious. It seems like you have multiple guys who are varsity ready at any given meet, which is easier said than done.
Well, and I think all of them know the stopwatch makes the decision. You know, I don't make the decision who's going to be in it on a given night. I have input. Coach Van Houwen, our head coach, he has fantastic insight of where we're at now, where we want to be, you know, by the conference meet, by May, by championship season. And by rotating kids in and out. The other night we had 3 different shuttle hurdles run. And that was a first for Pella High on the same night. And all of them were competitive at their level. There was the varsity group and then the guys that went to another meet that ran varsity and JV. They were all competitive. They all warm up together. They help each other. And it is just kind of a food chain, kind of, if you think about it. He's getting better. I've got to get better too, so I can get on that varsity team.
Well, and then lastly, I know, again, it's, you know, hard to put the crystal ball on, but how exciting is it to see that what, again, seeds that were planted with Matt Schulte, obviously cultivated now by Randy Wilson, and it looks like, you know, without putting too much pressure on the kids on the horizon, that this is something that can keep going, that, you know, when you're going to meets all over the state, that teams know when Pella's name's on that shuttle hurdle relay, most nights they're racing for second. That's got to be exciting to have built that kind of tradition and to see these kids embrace that.
Oh, it's just crazy fun to see that. You know, I've seen teams have a good shuttle hurdle relay 1 year, and they graduate the guys. And it takes them 5 or 6 years to get guys back in that fold to really get that combination of kids together. You know, you can't do it with 2 really good hurdlers. Sometimes you can sneak it with 3 really good hurdlers. But as the hurdle height has raised, that's a lot tougher to do because you could always throw a sprinter in there. Excuse me. Just get over the hurdle. Well, it's a little tougher now when they're up 6 inches than when we started.
That's Randy Wilson, the assistant boys track and field coach for the Pella boys track and field team, specializing in the hurdles, talking and giving us a little insight into the great tradition that is hurdles at Pella High School. Randy, always appreciate it. We'll see you at the track real soon.
Absolutely. It's supposed to be a beautiful day Saturday up at Jim Duncan.